You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. In Riverside, California, a showdown over an iPhone belonging to a suspected terrorist has been postponed. The FBI and Apple were scheduled to meet in court today at a hearing over whether Apple should be compelled to help the FBI break into the locked phone. But the FBI abruptly called off the hearing, saying that someone outside the government had figured out a way to break into the phone that didn't require help from Apple. That move came just a day after researchers at Johns Hopkins University said they had broken the encryption on Apple's iMessage system and intercepted photos and videos. Matthew Green is an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute. He led the research team. He's traveling internationally today, but he joined me from his hotel lobby. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Matthew. Are you the third party that the FBI is referring to as they have pulled back on the hearing?
No, I've never been contacted by the FBI. I'm not the third party.
I had to ask. Tell us briefly about the research.
Well, so we started looking at iMessage, which is the built-in text messaging system that Apple includes in all of their iPhones, probably back last spring, because we were very interested in how the encryption works. This has been the subject of a lot of debate, whether that encryption is something that we can use, and whether that's something we're safe using as a society. So we were interested in seeing how secure it really was.
And was that prompted at all by these conversations between Apple and the FBI, or were you working on it before that?
Well, it wasn't prompted by this most recent Apple versus FBI case, but the FBI has been very interested in this encryption problem for a long time, and so that's what prompted it.
And do you think, after the FBI sort of announced its intentions to push Apple to open up its encryption, do you think that spurred a whole other race to kind of get there first?
Yeah, I think that there has been a lot of interest on the part of companies like forensics companies and others in how Apple encryption works and trying to find ways to get around it.
And isn't it fair to say that there is no such thing as perfect encryption?
There's no such thing as perfect encryption, but encryption, when it's done right, can be pretty good. The problem is that a lot of the time we don't do it very well, and that leads to mistakes like the one that we found in iMessage.
And can you describe it a little bit?
So what we found is that iMessage has some flaws in the way they do encryption. They basically do some operations in the wrong order, using the wrong components. And what that does is it doesn't seem like a very big deal, but it opens up the door for us to run an attack where we can recover attachments like photos and videos. It takes a while. We have to basically contact your phone invisibly for upwards of a day. But once we do that, we're able to decrypt those files and view them.
And wouldn't that be exactly the thing that the FBI is hoping to accomplish with the phone that they currently have?
What the FBI is after right now is after a phone that they hold in their hands. They want to decrypt what's on the phone already. Whereas what we looked at is text messaging. So we looked at ways to decrypt files as they're sent over the network.
So what has been happening in the security community? Like, how fevered would you say the race is to crack iMessage encryption? Because it's been talked up quite a bit.
Well, I don't think there's been a fevered race to crack, at least in the academic community, to crack iMessage. In fact, the feeling I get is that most academic researchers like myself haven't been looking very hard at that. I think that if you wanted to find people who are going after that kind of thing, you'd have to look at forensics companies that work for governments and governments themselves. I do think that there are people working on this, but they're not talking about it because they work for the intelligence community.
Right, of course. And can I ask you for your thoughts, your opinion on the importance of strong encryption without backdoors?
I think the thing that we have learned over the last few years is that we're very bad at keeping information secure. Encryption, strong encryption, is basically the highlight. It's the sort of lifeline that we have to make this safe. If you take away the strong encryption, or if you put backdoors that weakens that encryption, I'm not really sure how well we're going to be able to keep everyone's information secure.
That's Matthew Green, assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Sure.